The head of the International Committee of the Red Cross said Monday Iraqi authorities and coalition forces had not yet provided information on prisoners of war. Red Cross President Jacob Kallenberger called on all parties to the conflict in Iraq to respect the Geneva Conventions governing the rules of war. The Geneva Conventions, set up in 1949, empowered the Red Cross to visit prisoners of war and monitor their treatment.
One of the important tasks we have to carry out is to see to it to the faithful application of the provisions of international humanitarian law. And to the extent we can do that, we will do the utmost that that will be the case.
Another Red Cross official says a dialogue has been started on the issue, and the commander of coalition forces, General Tommy Frank, says the coalition will comply.
I do feel very strongly, very firmly, that in accordance with Geneva, that we need to move forward as quickly as we can in order to get the Red Cross involved in these situations. I'll assure you this, we'll do our part, and we'll take care of the prisoners we hold.
There was no immediate word on any Iraqi response to the Red Cross demand for access to prisoners of war. During the last Gulf War, Iraq waited 6 weeks to allow the Red Cross access to its American prisoners and used them as human shields in the meantime. This time, Iraq has already shown American prisoners on television, something the Red Cross president, Mr. Kallenberger, indicated violates Article 13 of the Third Geneva Convention, which prohibits the public display of prisoners of war.
The essential thing is to make clear to everybody that one should not expose these prisoners of war to public curiosity, in whichever form.
The Geneva Conventions also state that prisoners of war are to be held in a safe place, given medical care, treated humanely, and their basic needs are provided. U.S. officials have confirmed that 12 soldiers are missing after Iraqi forces attacked an army supply convoy. The U.S. military reports it has about 3,000 Iraqi prisoners of war. Mr. Kallenberger added that the Red Cross has now reestablished water supply for some 40% of the population of the southern Iraq town of Basra. But the Red Cross says the water quality is not very good. The organization is still working on the problem. Earlier, there were news reports that Basra had no water or electricity. In addition, Red Cross workers are helping care for injured people in Iraqi hospitals. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Geneva.